It's one more go-around with the Harry Potter phenomenon, it turns out, folks, which you'll recall in 1997 began with what line, Isabel Angel?
Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of Number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much.
Not only is Isabel Angel a producer on The Takeaway, she's a bit of a fanatic, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened after that first book? How many books were there?
6 more books, and then also, of course, the 8 movies.
So what's new about this go-around?
So this time it's a play, and it's actually, so it's kind of the 8th Harry Potter story, and it's picking up 19 years after the last book left off. Harry is 37. He's got 3 kids. The Dark Lord is vanquished, and now he's kind of struggling with parenthood and
hence the title,
working.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
That's, yeah.
But I'm wondering, does everyone like love the idea of Harry Potter growing up and having adult problems? I mean, do you want to see Calvin and Hobbes, you know, going to college, or the people from Friends, you know, going to nursing homes? I mean, some of the folks you talked to in Kingston, New York over the weekend were a little ambivalent.
He's overworked at the Ministry of Magic, and he's trying to deal with, like, too much work and also having 3 kids, and his background still comes into... I don't know how that's going to be. Like, Harry with a desk job? Do I really want to read about that? I don't know.
There was kind of this ambivalence toward all the people that I talked to, or a lot of people I talked to, were really excited but also kind of nervous. This is not the Harry they know. This is not the teenager fighting Voldemort. This is somebody that they don't know, that's not from their childhood or from what the books they remember reading.
And it's a play, not a novel.
That definitely had some people worried about how it would read. J.K. Rowling didn't actually write the play. She created the story and wrote the play with somebody else who's more experienced in writing plays. So that's kind of different.
Now, we should say that Kingston, New York is this Anytown, USA, lovely community right on the Hudson River.
I talked to a bunch of people there. I talked to this one 18-year-old, Isabella, and she was so excited about Harry Potter coming back that she was literally almost in tears.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that, but it's going to be okay. I'm going to work through it. I'm just excited that she's writing in the same, like, fantasy area again.
Oh, my. Needed a hug, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and there were a lot of people who seemed like that, especially in maybe the 18 to 25 range, who just... Oh, this is their childhood. They want this back. And they didn't, you know, they were nervous about it, but they just needed it. They just really needed it. And then there were some other older people who were interesting. You know, I talked to this one guy in his 30s who said that he was really excited, actually, to see these characters grow up. He got into the books later in life. He started reading them only a couple years ago. And so he was kind of... He wanted to see what Harry in his 30s was like.
Like any other, whether it's a fictional story or not, it translates into the real world in some way, shape, or form as the reader interprets it. So you can take each character and kind of get a lesson from them on where they moved in the magical world and what their background is and where they're going to go and their moral compass.
But we're not talking about, like, marriages, divorces, affairs, being tawdry, nasty, awful people like adults are.
So I read the book. I will say that I don't want to give anything away. I want to be very careful. I guess I read the play. It's not really, it's safe for kids to read. So, you know, there's not going to be that, it's not going to be tawdry affairs.
But you're not a kid. You're not a kid. You're a fanatic.
Yes.
And did this work for you?
Yeah. You know, I really enjoyed it. There were some moments where I was like, oh, what? Because it's a play and not one of these rich, you know, 500-600 page books, you just don't get the texture and of the story that you used to. I just loved her descriptions of everything, the character descriptions, what it looked like, what it smelled like, everything. And that just isn't really apparent in a script.
Will we ever see this play produced?
Yes, so right now it's already in London on West End. Tickets are going for crazy amounts of money on the second market, as one could imagine. Could be coming to the U.S. I'm sure that they will try to get as much money out of it as possible.
Move over Hamilton.
Exactly.
Harry Potter's on the way. Isabel Angel, Takeaway producer on the launch of the latest installment of Harry Potter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs.
In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.